With Basecamp established, the search for a dingiso begins in earnest, and it's not long before Pillerman announces he's found something. Signs on the ground suggest a dingiso was here, and the signs are fresh.
Somebody beginning.
So he's saying that the creature filled a space about this big, so he was quite large, and he sticks his nose in there. He's looking for worms. So he sticks his nose in there and he takes his claws and he pushes the soil out of the way.
But dingiso are supposed to eat leaves, not worms. Perhaps these are the marks of a spiny anteater or echidna. Pillerman's impression of the animal reassures the team he wasn't mistaken. Echidnas don't climb trees. It just shows how little is known about the dingiso.
It's really exciting to see a kind of sign that this animal actually exists, because it was kind of feeling a bit like a myth, especially the last couple of weeks where it's taken so much to get here and the chances of filming it have felt so slim, but it feels like we're kind of in with a chance now, which is great.
But the animal itself remains elusive. A week has now passed, and the trackers set out in different directions to widen the search. Only three of these men have ever seen a dingiso before. The chances of improving on that are looking slim. Village chief Pillerman has crossed to the other side of the valley. The crew are ready to follow if he signals good news.